You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
This word coming down, and this is direct response to what's happening with Ukraine. Here we are, April 14th, 2022. Thanks for joining us. If you're watching us live in the studio at rumble.com, rumble.com, simply put in search engine for Larry Connors, USA, all one word, Larry Connors, USA, and you'll join us in studio. So this word I'm just pulling down now. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers flying into Taiwan for an official visit, defying threats from the Chinese government. See, that's the key. Lawmakers from both the House and Senate landing to a warm welcome from the Taiwanese president, and the Chinese government expected soon to release a statement condemning the visit. Now, among those being granted, or rather being greeted, were Senators Lindsey Graham, Bob Menendez, Richard Burr, Rob Portman, Ben Sasse, and Ronnie Jackson. They were visiting and doing it as the first most high-level U.S. officials to visit Taiwan, while mainland China argues that Taiwan is a rogue region of China, not an independent country. And, of course, everybody's been concerned about China deciding to take over Taiwan after watching Russia go after Ukraine. They're apparently going to leave sometime later tomorrow night. In the meantime, reference Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. The United States and EU pledging a combined $1.3 billion more in military aid for Ukraine. Russia is apparently preparing to launch another eastern offensive. There have been conflicting reports about ships in the Black Sea, one of them in particular that got suddenly caught fire. Now, the Russians are claiming there was an accident on board, the Russians themselves to blame for it. Ukrainians say, no, we hit it with a missile. There are evacuation routes that had been opened today for civilians to leave Ukrainian cities. Not sure if they were able to carry them out or not. And we know at least more than 100, the bodies of more than 100 children. 100 children found in one area. And if you believe this latest information, and I raised question about it because this word came out the other day and then quickly got put down by the White House. So I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything to say negative to it. But for the first time since the invasion, the U.S. is going to provide Kyiv with high-power capabilities, including M117 helicopters and 18 155-millimeter howitzers. That would be the starkest sign to date that the war in Ukraine is shifting and to deal with the type of fighting that's likely to take place in the Donbas region, open terrain rather than close-in fighting in urban and wooded areas. So today, the Biden administration decided to extend the federal mask mandate. When I say the Biden administration, I mean the CDC. Or do I mean the Biden administration? Are we doing it because of science or politics or political science? We've had that discussion before, haven't we? Well, the mask mandate for commercial planes and commercial traffic, buses and so forth, trains, was going to end. But now they're extending it, at least till maybe May 3rd. And if they don't extend it again, then it will end. And airline CEOs have been extremely emphatic that you're safer on a plane than some of the other areas you're in right now. But then here comes word from California. California unveiling a new plan to ban the sale of new gas cars by 2035. No more gas cars to be sold in California. Not new anyway. They basically want to, according to the governor, move away from the fuel pump. Pull away from the gas pump. Sales of electric cars are rising up to 8% 2020, 12% 2021. California going down that road is not going to lead to success. They're going to find out the hard way. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The White House is still absolutely stonewalling the whole thing, so that's important. And we know, we're getting reports out of the grand jury investigation in Delaware that they're asking more and more questions. We have a report that they have asked at least one witness who the big guy was, and that was Hunter Biden's way of talking about his father, Joe Biden. And lastly, we know they're looking at all the complex transactions in which Hunter Biden got money from foreign sources and whether he fully paid his taxes on it.
Those are the words of Byron York, Washington Examiner political reporter, appearing on Fox with Maria Bartiromo earlier. If you follow his line of statements and reasoning, the investigation into Hunter Biden and his laptop is still drilling down, taxes being one of it, which is kind of interesting when you stop and think about it. For all the things that Hunter Biden might be guilty of, I say might, hasn't been proven guilty, and that might also put Joe Biden in jeopardy, more so than he is now, is reminiscent of Al Capone. They could not get Al Capone on anything. Of course, they didn't have all the ways we do now to track and identify and record, but they were able to get him on tax evasion. Aside from what can be proven on the laptop, bank records. That's what Senator Grassley was referring to the other day. He said, it's not just what we see on the laptop. It's what is indicated took place on the laptop. And then when we go back and look at financial records, we find verification. And then the next question, did the IRS get their money due? Well, the word came out, as you know, the other day that Hunter had made a big payment, a settlement to the IRS, supposedly to kind of make it all go away. Was that the intent? You also heard York talk about how the Biden family continues to stick to the story, that they are. But as he said, even though the White House is stonewalling and the investigation continues, and now they apparently are asking, while they're going after the laptop inquiry into Hunter and Sussman, who is a Hillary Clinton lawyer, who did not get good news himself yesterday. I'll bring you up speed on that in just a moment. That how much of it could tie back to Joe Biden? That's, as we say sometimes in the South, that's where the rubber hits the road.
He had a business associate in Kazakhstan, and they know that the business associate in Kazakhstan, using a company in Singapore, wired $142,300 to a company in Delaware, which the very next day wired the same amount, $142,300, to a car dealership in New Jersey, the purpose of which was to buy a high-end sports car for Hunter Biden. So the question is, were all the taxes paid on that money? And so you look at examples like that. That is what the grand jury is doing right now. And apparently they're moving closer to a conclusion.
And isn't it kind of coinky-dinky, the exact amount, even down to, what was it, $3 or $6 at the end, got wired? I mentioned Sussman a moment ago. Michael Sussman, of course, a Democrat Party-linked lawyer, accused of lying to the FBI. He's now set for jury trial May 16th. The judge yesterday declined to throw out the criminal case against him. Now, Sussman was charged with perjury because he's the one who called over to the FBI and said, "Hey, I got some information you guys might need to know. It needs to immediate attention." This was in October, going into the November election. And he went over and delivered information about the Christopher Steele dossier, possible Russian collusion between Trump and a bank in Russia, and said that I'm doing it on my own. I'm not working for any client, which was a lie. He was working for the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. But he could say, "I didn't say that," except that there are emails that were sent where he acknowledged that he was working. Actually, let me correct that. They acknowledged he said he was not working for them, and additional information has come to light and proven, yes, you were. So he could say in the beginning, "No, you misunderstood what I said. I said I am working, and you thought I said I'm not working. But now the emails show, no, in the email you say you're not working for the Hillary Clinton campaign or any client." So Sussman's coming to trial May 17th. It could be continued. And here comes, or May 16th, and here comes the other issue. Could Sussman be pressured to give other details inside the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee, and the entire effort to create the Russian hoax, along with members of the FBI? So you got that story on one side. You got the Hunter laptop Biden story over here. And how do they tie and relate together? Up to recently, if the White House is asked about the laptop, they just deny, they have no comment. We don't comment on a laptop. So they're kind of acknowledging it exists, but they're not going to comment on it. We had Biden on the campaign trail state repeatedly that he had never met with any of Hunter Biden's contacts. Never. But then the laptop shows, when published by the New York Post 3 weeks before the election, yes, you did. So here comes to the defense of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's younger sister, Valerie Biden Owens. And she says all of this noise and all what they're trying to do to Joe Biden and dear Hunter, these are the nasty political tricks. Listen to this woman.
Hunter walked through hell. He didn't wake up and say, you know, Aunt Val, I think I'm going to be an addict. And thank God. He has walked out, and he's whole, and he's healthy. There, but for the grace of God, go many of us. Trump and his right-wing followers have continued to do whatever they can to discredit the family and therefore bring Joe down.
As if the Biden family weren't doing the same thing. But it's not Trump doing it. It's the federal prosecutor, Durham, special prosecutor, looking into the collusion story and the Hunter laptop itself. I don't really care about the sex episodes that appear on the Hunter Biden laptop. That just doesn't, you know, so be it. But what I'm really concerned about is the monies that were going back and forth and he acknowledging on the laptop. That's the key. And Trump did not write those on the laptop. Hunter Biden wrote them. Now, you could say I was on drugs. I don't remember. And his aunt is saying, well, he walked through hell, and there but by the grace of God could go each of us. Well, I won't deny that. Some people could fall into something like that and can't get out. They become addicted. And they don't remember things. But you can't blame Trump and say Trump's doing it. Trump's not doing it at all. He didn't have the laptop. He didn't write the laptop. And those who received the emails from Hunter said they came from Hunter. The big question that still exists, is there going to be an indictment of Hunter Biden?
Well, we know that Hunter Biden has paid reportedly $1 million, perhaps more, in back taxes to try to settle this. And the question is, will that really settle it? Because not only are there tax issues, there's also foreign agent registration issues. So right now, it appears that the Justice Department, the investigation, seems to be headed toward an indictment. So there's really two parts of the story, which is, what are they going to do about Hunter Biden? And then when does the story touch on Joe Biden?
Let's stop him right there. Again, that's Byron York, political reporter for the Washington Examiner. First part of the story, Hunter Biden, the laptop, his IRS problems, what's on the laptop, and how much of that can be tied to Joe Biden. Now, before we go down that with his answer, the White House, again, as I say, if you ask them about the Hunter Biden laptop just yesterday, the response from the White House, finally responding to questions, the White House Deputy Press Secretary stated, we don't comment on the laptop. Well, part of the laptop email includes Hunter Biden reaching out on behalf of a Chinese investment firm, and the Chinese investment firm and the top-ranking chairman, all linked to communist China, to see if Joe Biden can help get the Chinese exec's son into one of three colleges he wanted to go to. The White House did say yesterday they stand by President Biden's claim that he never discussed foreign business deals with Hunter. Now, you might say, well, this isn't a foreign business deal, but it does compromise Joe Biden in the fact that he was doing a favor for a Chinese Communist Party member. Biden in September 2019, I never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. That statement's going to be challenged. And certainly we know the letter request that was put in. So let's pick up again with Byron York of the Washington Examiner and his question, and that is, will Hunter Biden be indicted?
And then when does the story touch on Joe Biden? There is significant evidence on the laptop of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden commingling their finances, of Hunter Biden actually paying some bills for Joe Biden. And we do know, I think for a fact, that Joe Biden showed up to meet Hunter Biden's business associates, which is a very big deal.
Oh,
very big deal. Going into November, depending on the timing of any indictment of Hunter Biden, how's that going to affect the November election? Before we wrap up this hour, we're going to take a closer look at how the Democrats can possibly find some solid ground in this quicksand around them. Or then again, maybe they can't. But before we do that, I want to spend some time on what the Florida governor just did, reference abortion in the state of Florida. And repeat what the Oklahoma governor did yesterday. Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and again to those of you watching at rumble.com. Glad to have you join us in the studio. It's simple. Simply go to rumble.com and in the search engine at the top, put in Larry Connors USA. All one word. It will open up and push the live portion down the line, and you will see us live as the program's underway. Glad to have you. Yesterday, as I told you, the Oklahoma governor, Kevin Stitt, Republican, had signed a bill that makes performing an abortion in his state illegal. Now, Republican-led states across the country are trying to restrict abortion access while the Supreme Court weighs the fate of Roe v. Wade. Governor Stitt, who is a father of six, said, "We want Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the country. We want to outlaw abortion in the state of Oklahoma." That was yesterday. Today, Republican Florida Governor DeSantis signing legislation banning abortions past 15 weeks. The legislation will allow for abortions past 15 weeks only in cases involving a fatal fetal abnormality. Makes no exceptions for rape or incest. The law limits the time an abortion is legal by 9 weeks, as abortions were previously banned in the state past 24 weeks. Now, he also emphasized this is not the only aspect of my pro-life agenda. He said, "We're also promoting fatherhood in Florida. We want to have kids who have dads at home. We want fathers present and taking responsibility for helping raise their kids." But, of course, it's the abortion law that's going to get the most of attention. And this, again, comes after a 6-week abortion ban got passed in Texas, Mississippi last year, a 15-week abortion ban. All of those now being challenged by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is allowing the Texas law to stay in effect while the case is still being decided in a controversial decision. Justice Sotomayor railed against her colleague's decision to allow the ban to remain in effect. back in December. She said that chilling effect has been near total, depriving pregnant women of Texas of virtually all opportunity to seek abortion care within their home state after their sixth week of pregnancy. She said instead the court wants to hide behind a wooden reading of a case taken out of context, the failure to act decisively. The ruling of the Supreme Court regarding the abortion is expected sometime this summer, early summer, if not sooner. It depends on who you talk to that it will be a total reversal of Roe v. Wade, or there'll be some. I don't know if they can actually make an amendment. In fact, I would say they cannot make an amendment to it unless they control the court. By they, I'm talking about the liberals, because they think they can use the Supreme Court to rewrite law. A lot of folks are saying, of course, among the progressives, if you outlaw abortion in clinics, then you're going to have women going and dying because they're using the old back alley coat hanger abortion. That was a tragedy in itself. It was. Not only for the unborn baby, but for the women that felt they had to do it that way. But as I also pointed out to you yesterday, the abortion pill is being used more often now, 50% of the time, according to one estimate of that follows these stats, that women are not going to Planned Parenthood to take and have a baby dissected and pulled from them and then dumped in the trash, but they're getting a pill that would abort before it starts developing or at very, very early stages. That's still going to be debated as well. So we'll continue to keep you updated on that story. It's a crucial story in my mind, because anytime you talk about taking the life of young people, anybody, I want to know the situation. No, you cannot say, well, Larry, you agree with the death penalty, don't you? Then you should be for that. No, because these children are innocent. They haven't done anything compared to somebody on death row. Coming up, do the Democrats stand a chance in hell come November?
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm doing everything within my power by executive orders to bring down the price and address the Putin price hike. In fact, we've already made progress since March inflation data was collected. Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide in a half a world away.
So there's Joe Biden stating, I'm doing everything I can to help control your prices for you, even though inflation hitting a new high last month in March, 8.6%. That's a new 40-year high. And it's going to continue going up because the producer price index was 11.5%. All those numbers aside, the bottom line is you know what you're paying at the grocery store or at the fuel pump. That's going to be weighing on the minds and the pocketbooks of everyone when it comes November for voting, especially senior citizens, those on fixed incomes, especially those who are living paycheck to paycheck, which is apparently a majority of Americans now, and those who were not living paycheck to paycheck, now they're going to, because to fill up their car, instead of taking $20, could take $30, $35 for the same amount of fuel. Now, we may see the prices drop down a little bit more, Biden, of course, is releasing fuel from our strategic oil reserve. 600 million barrels of in salt caverns under Texas and Louisiana. But that's meant for strategic issues, not to help him win re-election. But that's how he's going to use it for right now. Will that be enough to help the Democrats drag other Democrats over the finish line in the midterm elections? And remember, the House is up for re-election, of course, every 2 years. A third of the Senate. And right now, it is not looking good at all for Democrats. None of the numbers, the poll numbers, are doing any good for them. Democrats have got to constantly figure out, what do we message? What is our message? Well, James Carville, who was the political analyst strategist for Bill Clinton and got him into the White House, from the governorship of Arkansas into the White House, James Carville of Nolens descent, Louisiana, with his perfect accent I love to mock it, and I don't mean mock it, but I mean I love having fun with it. But James Carville said back in November last year, you better wake up, Democrats, that you're trying to sell everything out there that nobody wants to buy.
What's wrong with this stupid wokeness? All right, don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island. Look at Buffalo. Look at Minneapolis. Even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, this defund the police lunacy to take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. I mean, that people see that, and it's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something. I mean, they're expressing the language that people just don't use, and there's a backlash and a frustration at that.
He's absolutely right, and not just among conservatives and independents, but among Democrats. 11 Democrat members of Congress have been complaining about Joe Biden and his handling of the economy. You cannot blame all of this upon the Russian invasion of Ukraine. If you missed the first hour, you can always go back and catch it on the podcast. Or it's also, you can catch the video at rumble.com. Yes, every live program now being streamed on rumble.com is also posted at rumble.com when we're finished. I think Rumble puts it up about 20-plus hours later. All you have to do is go to rumble.com and type in Larry Connors USA, all one word, and you can see the previous day's program or listen to it at LarryConnorsUSA.com, your option. But in that first hour, I had Joe Biden make the same opening statement you just heard, that I'm doing the job, I'm doing the job, I'm doing it. I can't do much about that guy halfway around the world carrying out genocide. Of course, I don't hear him calling out the Chinese about the genocide they're carrying out with Uyghur Muslims. Now, granted, China is not in Ukraine, Russia is. But China also has its eyes on Taiwan, where I pointed out earlier, now 5 members of Congress, all Republicans, just made a trip to Taiwan. That's going to upset the Chinese leader. Tough tornado. Could care less. But while Biden is saying, I'm doing the thing, and it's all to blame on Russia and Putin and the invasion, Steve Forbes of the first hour, I had him saying that, no. It has nothing to do with just the Russian invasion. Yes, that's not going to help the situation. But that Joe Biden from day one has been wrecking this economy. And he's right. So the Democrats have to decide, how are we going to handle that when it goes to the polls? They're trying to decide what's going to be our message. I'm looking at a piece written in The Hill, and one strategist is being quoted by The Hill saying, I'm not going to BS. We've done an effing horrible job. Sometimes I think we deserve to lose big in November. Democrats can say whatever they want, but it's not honest. The strategist adding in his interview with The Hill, Democrats, quote, need to wake up fast because they don't have a narrative to push. They don't. Hillary Clinton has even said earlier this month, I'm not quite sure what the disconnect is between the accomplishments of this administration. Well, there's your first issue, Hillary. There are no accomplishments of this administration that the American public wants. But she said the accomplishments of this administration and this Congress, yep, they're responsible for it as well. And the understanding of what's been done and the impact it will have on the American public. I disagree with you, Hillary Clinton. There have been no real accomplishments the American public want, and they know the impact it's going to have on them, and they don't like it. And they've been fighting back. Even Obama made a similar comment at the White House just last week when he gave remarks on the anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. He said, we've got a story to tell, just got to tell it. You don't have a story to tell. Because you've been pushing partisan policies, funding bills, and all of it still is failing poll numbers for Biden. A CBS News YouGov poll shows only 42% approve of him, and that's a high number. I've got another one here that shows, well, first of all, there's a CNBC report showing him only with 38% approval, and today a Quinnipiac survey came out showing only 33% approval for Joe Biden. And all these Democrats, if they thought they were going to be able to run on his coattails to get into office, right now they don't want him anywhere near them. And, of course, what they need to do is take everything that Hillary Clinton wants to claim is an accomplishment, and Obama says we need to be pushing and telling our story. These Democrats, according to Senator Cotton of Texas, I mean, of Arkansas, Republican, he said, we've got Democrats right now that they're suddenly deciding that maybe we need to move away from defund police. Listen to Cotton.
It's an amazing change of heart. The Democratic Party is now going to be tough on crime. I'm just waiting for them tomorrow to announce that they're going to protect unborn babies and protect your Second Amendment rights as well. I mean, I just can't even believe this is happening. But here's what all voters should keep in mind. It's not actually happening. This is just campaign spin from Democrats because they recognize that Americans are prepared to hold them accountable at the ballot box for the fact that we had the highest increase in the murder rate on history, that in so many cities now, parents are worried about letting their kids go play in parks or whether their kids can walk home safely from school or from a ball game back home as it's getting dark. That's the direct result of Democratic policies, whether it's defunding the police or eliminating bail systems or cutting sentences for drug dealers.
Yeah, all of those are good points. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to pick up with Cotton, and you're going to hear him talk about how the Democrats are still trying to brag. Oh, we're doing good things, though. I mean, on one hand, they want to spin everything they've done because they know it looks bad, but at the same time, they're going to claim that we're doing good things. We can brag. Well, which is it? They're looking for a lifeboat in the desert. That won't do them any good anyway in the desert. They need it if they're in the deep water, and they're in deep water, and they're not going to get a lifeboat there either. So when we come back, you'll hear Arkansas Senator Cotton talk about how the Democrats love to brag about everything they've accomplished. And you tell me if you're happy to hear what they've done.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER. 877-ROTTLER. Or go to rottler.com.
1, 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Just a couple weeks ago, the president's own chief of staff gave a speech celebrating that they had just let out more felons from federal prisons than any administration in history. So despite what the Democrats are saying now, the American people know that the Democrats are, always have been, soft on crime, and that is endangering Americans. It's not Republicans who have been proposing to, for instance, eliminate cash bail in places like New York, which they did, and has resulted in that revolving door of serious criminals being arrested and then immediately being released and committing crimes again. This is what the Democratic Party stands for. Remember, Kamala Harris was bailing rioters and arsonists out of prison in Minnesota 2 years ago, encouraging her supporters to give money to bail funds in Minnesota for BLM rioters to get out of prison.
And in fact, some of that money that went into that effort by Kamala Harris for BLM rioters also was then applied to common day criminals when they arrested. They couldn't make bail, well, they just used the bail money to get them out as well. See, the Democrat Party can spin it any way they want. But facts are facts, and they can't hide all the facts. They have wrecked this economy in the first year of the Biden administration. They have made us no longer energy independent. They have gone overboard in draconian measures to control, quote, COVID, while mainly controlling you. They have taken away a lot of your personal freedoms under the guise of COVID, and yet they will allow our borders to be wide open for anyone to come through, unvetted, untested, and go anywhere in the U.S. of A. No, Americans are recognizing it's wrong, and Biden is losing a lot of Latino numbers. Because the Democrats like to continue to refer to them as Latinx. Apparently less than 2% of Latinos like to be called Latinx. But mainly his numbers are dropping something like 20 points off of last year. And then, of course, at the very top of it, it's Joe Concha, Fox News contributor. Joe Concha pointing out, you got to look at who's actually leading the party. You're not going to find any. You're not going to find any big voter support even inside the party.
This president is too old. He doesn't work that much, and his instincts are wrong. And once you have those three things in place, how do you undo that? How do you unring that bell? And on five major fronts, when you're talking about inflation and crime and border and education and foreign policy, how are things going abroad? Is the world unstable? All of those things right now are going in the wrong direction for this president. And more people now think that he's not the guy who can solve all of those problems, certainly not in the next 5 months before the November midterm. So here we are right now. The Democratic Party certainly knows what's coming in November. We've said it before. We'll say it again. Not a red wave, a red tsunami.
A red tsunami. And they don't have any other options. Kamala Harris is not a good option for them to go to. Remember, she had to drop out of the primary. She couldn't even win a position in the primary. Why is she VP? Well, Joe had to pick. He was told you got to pick a black woman to serve as vice president. So if Joe goes, then she steps in. And if something happens to her, then here comes Pelosi. They do not have a lot of good options. Could the Democrats come up with anyone that might be a sparkle appeal and get them some votes? Does anybody want to get on a train that they know is going off the cliff? I think if there's anyone out there that might be of some value to them, that person would look at the entire scenario and say, I think not, because this thing is too far gone at this point. A couple of years, of course, things could change. And how would it change? Well, the progressives would no longer be leading Joe Biden around by the nose and telling him, let's push green pie in the sky, and he would actually begin to reassert U.S. oil energy independence, reduce taxes he keeps posing on people, and get away from pushing buy an electric car or just learn to walk to work. This word coming out, you need to know, the Republican National Committee unanimously voting it's going to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates. It says it's not moving away from the debate format, but it's objecting to how the Congressional Presidential Debate Commission has been handling it, because as they're pointing out, the Commission on Presidential Debates is biased, refused to use common sense reforms that don't allow anyone to be raising questions as a moderator if they've ever worked for any of the candidates on the stage, which they did last time. They let it happen then. And then they also point out that the CDP, the Congressional Debate Committee, would not even host the first debate in 2020 until 26 states had begun voting. So they say, we're not going to take part in any of your debates anymore. We think they're valuable, but until you change and become fair and recognize what you need to do, we're out. Good. As always, thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.